Reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter 15, text number 14. Aham vaiswa naro bhutva praninam deham asrita prana pana samayukta pachamyanam chaturvidham. Translation: I am the fire of digestion in the bodies of all living entities, and I join with the air of life, outgoing and incoming, to digest the four kinds of foodstuffs. Repeat. I am the fire of digestion in the bodies of all living entities, and I join with the air of life, outgoing and incoming, to digest the four kinds of foodstuffs. Purport. According to Ayurvedic Shastra, we understand that there is a fire in the stomach which digests all food sent there. When the fire is not blazing, there is no hunger. When the fire is in order, we become hungry. Sometimes when the fire is not going nicely, treatment is required. In any case, this fire is representative of the Supreme Lord. Vedic mantras also confirm that the Supreme Lord, or Brahman, is situated in the form of fire within the stomach and is digesting all kinds of foodstuffs. I am Agnir Vaishvanaro Yoyam Anta Purusha Enedam Annam Pachate. Therefore, since he is helping the digestion of all kinds of foodstuff, the living entity is not independent in eating process also. Unless the Supreme Lord helps him in digesting, there is no possibility of enjoying eating. He thus produces and digests foodstuff, and by his grace we are enjoying life. In the Vedanta Sutra, this is also confirmed. Saddhavidhyanta pratishtanacha. The Lord is situated within sound and within the body, within the air and within the stomach at the digestive force. There are four kinds of foodstuffs: the foods that are swallowed, the foods that are chewed, foods that are licked up, and foods that are sucked. He is the digestive force for all of them. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Shri Vakanitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svaka Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So in this 15th chapter, in different slokas, we are seeing how we are dependent on Krishna, we are dependent on God for everything, although none of us recognize it in our day-to-day life. We all go about our activities thinking that we are the doer and we are the enjoyer, we are the proprietor. Everybody thinks I am the doer. Suppose we do something, like we did our MSc. No, we did. You did your MSc. So you think, I did. but you never recognized who gave you the eyes, who gave you the health, and who gave you the intelligence, who gave you the memory, and who gave you the opportunities in life. There are many people who are not educated because just like you are struggling to learn Telugu. You are struggling to learn Telugu because it was not your language from your childhood. So you have a disadvantage. Now it is natural for us to think in Telugu way and speak Telugu. It's natural, just like you speak Hindi. That means you are born in North India, so your opportunities are confined to the situations there. Just like you got a set of parents. In some parents, just like we attended a program in SP's Bangla just now. And to their children, they are doing some ritualistic function. They are doing it. That means their children, you can do it, you don't have to do it. Not everybody is doing. Nowadays, the traditions are lost. And it is followed only as a tradition. They don't understand the spirit behind it. And if someone is completely eliminated doing anything, and someone is doing it but with no understanding at all, and we may not be doing the rituals, but we are doing something which is actually the thing to be done. So you have all kinds of scenario, situation is there. So those children in their homes who are doing something, so they are getting to see these things and get to do these things in their life. And when they grow up, they will also try to follow it, because that's what they learned from their childhood. And they may not understand it. Everything has to be done knowing the purpose behind it. Otherwise, you will not get the full benefit. Anything you are doing, just like you are chanting Hare Krishna. And you chant Hare Krishna because ISKCON people asked you to chant Hare Krishna. But you have your desires and your ideas, and you are chanting Hare Krishna, maybe my desires will be fulfilled. Maybe I can work out my ideas. So, or you may just do it out of fun, or you may just do it without any interest in that. Just like we are doing kirtan, we are going to do Radha Yatra. We all sing and dance. So we are in tune with the what is going on, let's do it. They don't understand, nor their faith or interest. So you can just consider somebody is chanting and dancing Hare Krishna to ridicule the devotees. Oh, these guys, they do like this. He has no Shraddha. Just to make fun of you. Because not everybody dances in their day-to-day life. Not everybody dances. Everybody is like bearing the whole world on his head. People are... Prabhupada, there was some movie I saw this Kavichandra Maharaj, he showed a little documentary. When I was in Malaysia, Singapore, Kavichandra Maharaj was also in Singapore. I was invited by some people, and the GBC there, he happened to be there, and we met. We stayed together. And then when somebody invited program, it is etiquette, you invite him also. Like they are inviting Maharaj. Sukadeva Maharaj is here, all of you are from India here. And Maharaj, please, you also come. Or some Telugu people have invited me. J. Kavichandra Maharaj, the GBC is here. When a big man is here, how can we not invite him also? Some Telugu people invited me to have some programs. But Maharaj happened to be there. So they, Maharaj, please, you also grace our house. He came. And then this Singapore, Malaysia, they're Muslim countries. You cannot openly, like we go in saffron clothes, you do Nagar Kirtans, like we do Radha Yatra. There you have to do Radha Yatra indoors. Radha Yatra means you should go on the roads. Indoors means inside a stadium. Because they don't give permission. They're very unfortunate people. People want to make them fortunate, but the government is blocking. Oh, you can't do this kind of festivals. But they can have all nonsense things. The drinking is going on, the meat eating is going on. So people are headless. Why we should be doing nonsensical activities? And then some people are trying to do some devotional, peaceful, friendly activities. Their minds are so dull. Anyway, so the Radha Yatra is there, you can do it outside. So they invited us for a house program. So Maharaj, being a very senior person, and people are completely unaware what is all this spiritual life about. So he wanted to do something, how to make these people get to an idea what is spiritual life about. Because you give a Gita talk like this, it goes off their head. Because they are all meat eaters, they are all materialistic people. They just happen to come for a program, somebody invited. They invite basically that you will get vegetarian feast. Oh, I can get free vegetarian feast. They want to see what Indians cook and eat. So, and then between your feast, there's a kirtan and lecture, which also they have to go through. So, and I was wondering how Maharaj is dealing with all these blessures. You know, practically no interest, and they break all regulative principles. So Maharaj also did not give any talk or like this. No? He said, I have some documentary to show you. I have some 10-minute documentary to show you. How do you like to see it? Wow. All right. And then, what was the documentary? It was a bus in a Western country. Like, you know, bus people travel. It's a bus in the Western country. And people are sitting. Now, in India, people talk, they socialize. But in the West, everybody sits for himself like that. That's how people travel in the West. Nobody talks to the other person. So one man, he is a little mixing type, and is a little psychologically advanced person. He doesn't like to sit quiet when people are together. You want to familiarize, make friendship with them. That's the nature of some people. You want to talk to them. And if there is something that can help you, you learn from them. or if they are not doing well in life, you try to motivate them, give them some good company, make them feel good. So that's the business of people who are mentally advanced. They don't just keep quiet. Some interaction. As ISKCON means, wherever you go, you should speak. I was in SP's bungalow. Because they don't know the culture. When you invite a sadhu, you don't have to invite a sadhu to come and put some few actions on our daughter or our grandson's head. That means blessings. But that is symbolic of blessings. Putting actions on the head doesn't give any blessings. It is symbolic. So the actions are rice and they are colored with the turmeric, you know. And people who are very junior to you, you put on their head. The idea is that turmeric represents health and the rice represents prosperity. So it's a symbolic. That means you want your children that they should not have any thing lacking in their life. They should be healthy and prosperous. That's the idea. But how you can become healthy and prosperous? Just like put some grains and you go and take your tea and eat your egg and you become prosperous or what? Blessings don't work like that. See, previously people use it to do bhajan, you need to educate, and then they also do this. Symbolic. Just like we put tilak. Putting tilak doesn't make you a devotee by itself. Putting tilak is a part of our tradition. But if you think just by putting tilak, you know, I have become a devotee or Krishna will be very pleased with me, so I can go on with my nonsense. Like in Bengal, people would nice tilak, and they eat fish, and they smoke bidis. And you see their face, nice tilak, fantastic tilak. And when you go to Bengal, you will become, oh, everybody is a Vaishnava here. And you examine their life. Nobody has anything to do with Krishna. They eat fish, they worship Kali, and they smoke bidis, but it's a tradition. It's a tradition. Just like in Radha Yatra, we all put tilak, so we are keeping some one or two people. Anybody who comes to Radha, you put tilak to them. Doesn't make any sense. We know that at least for the time being, they're getting a Vaishnava face cut. Good to look at them. That's our idea. But to become a devotee takes a long time. But to put tilak, at least. Because you are not supposed to see. Whenever you see people, you should be able to remember Krishna. So that's how you put tilak. So the point is, we are talking about these festivals are there. They mean that we are not independent to make our fortune. We are dependent. So you have to worship some god, you have to do some puja, things like that. I should get some blessings from the higher authorities. That means doing all these things means that we are accepting that we are not independent and we cannot just do anything you like. There are some higher authorities. What next? Who is that higher authority? And how you can actually please them? What are their instructions? That's in Krishna consciousness. We may not be doing those rituals. We know Krishna is God. Krishna becomes happy by chanting Hare Krishna and following regulative principles, rules and rules. We don't have to do the rituals. Directly, you know. And things should actually, they should awaken your soul. If that is not there, and that's why Narada Muni tells Yudhishthira Maharaj, if a person does all things in life very nicely, you take good care of your wife, you take good care of your children, you take good care of your parents, you are very kind to your guests and all that. But if you don't know what is actually my real life, so basically you are a good man, that's all. But nothing about real life. So Narada Muni says that you do all things in life. Get your daughters married, you think you have completed your responsibility. See that your son is settled in a job, or you give some property, leave some property behind for your wife. I have done my job. I did not leave my wife on the street. Even when I am not there, she gets pension, she has her own house. And you think, oh, I did well. But living itself is not a success. You have a place to stay, place to eat. So it doesn't mean that your life is successful or not. What you are supposed to do as a human being, that is important. Because the goats are also eating and living, the cats are also eating and living, and we are also making arrangements for eating and living. So how our understanding is any better or different from the way of life of goats and cats. So human life means you live peacefully. That is half job. But what is the purpose of life? What is the goal of life? So the point is, here we are completely dependent for everything, all the slokas we are reading, for light and heat. You are dependent on sun for your vegetables and for your aushadams, medicines. You are dependent on moon. And now Krishna is saying, within yourself, you cannot even digest what you eat. You like to enjoy your life. Eat this, eat that. But indirectly, adrishya, unseen. Unseen, actually, Krishna is making arrangements for your material enjoyment. You want material enjoyment, Krishna is giving you material enjoyment. And when you go to the excess, which Krishna doesn't want, then you will become sick. Krishna has given you an opportunity to eat and enjoy your food. But if you think eating and enjoying life is only my business, Krishna doesn't approve that. And then you overeat, or you eat foods that are not fit for eating, and then Krishna will just make you a patient. You will become a cancer patient, or you will have this disease, that disease. So then automatically you have to stop. Doctor will tell you, don't smoke, don't eat meat. You will be forced to stop. So the point is, in this Purushottam Prapti Yoga, Krishna is saying, people, because of their ego, people, because of their enjoying mood, they don't deeply think. Even material enjoyment or material life, we are completely dependent on Krishna. Nothing can go on. If you are nicely jumping and dancing and all that, you think I'm so smart. But Krishna has given us the health. And you see some people who are attacked by paralytic stroke, people who are diseased, sick in somewhere, and they cannot do all that. Then we are able to do because Krishna has given the sanction. That means you should remain thankful to Krishna. Otherwise you are a krutagna, a thankless person. So a thankless person, suppose I do you I do you so many favors and you think it is your right to extract from me. Not correct. Let's say whenever somebody does something, immediately suppose you, I'm sitting in the bus and you come and you are looking for a place to sit and I make a little place for you. Yeah, everybody should make place for me. And you said, no, thank you. He said, thank you because he has made a place for you. For every little thing you said. Then when Krishna is doing so much for you, we are so ungrateful that we don't recognize him. It's not our fault. Our parents have not taught us. Our educational system has not taught us. The people say, when we tell, don't eat meat. I never know that I should not eat meat. My parents are eating and they are feeding me and I am eating. And I never knew. So that means it is not their fault. Now you have explained to me why meat eating is not good. So Swamiji, I will try to wind up my meat eating habit. That means he is doing it not out of interest, he is ignorant. Like that most of us, and that's what Prabhupada said, part of the problem is because sadhus are not preaching enough. Part of the problem is there are no proper sadhus. There is not enough preaching and whatever preaching is going on, it is bogus preaching. And so people, let's say, when ISKCON was started and devotees are going, what you are seeing all from all walks of life, from all communities, from all countries, people are looking Vaishnavas. But the human beings have that developed consciousness, but they don't know where to apply it. So they are getting into research, they are getting into material developments. And when you meet devotees, you know, this human intelligence is given to understand the difference between the self and the body, and then why we have come to this body to suffer, and how can I make a solution to this. So that's why Krishna is telling in so many ways. That means, please recognize me. I am not nobody in your life. You need me. I can do so much for you. Please. So Krishna is entreating. Krishna is, he is not just saying like a boss. Krishna is explaining to you in so many ways how you are dependent on him. And anybody who reads Bhagavad Gita deeply, he cannot remain a fool. He'll immediately, accepting Krishna, worshipping Krishna. Not that Krishna doesn't need him. I need to recognize him. I need to worship him. I need to chant his names for my well-being. Say, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Harinam Sankirtan ki. Lakshman, there is that Usirkaila sweet in there, Balamida, Ginnelo. Everybody stay to take some protein. Get it fast.